In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For God is with us. Know ye nations and be vanquished. For God is with us. It's one of my favorite hymns. It's from Great Compline, which we sang last night. And God is with us, in one word, is Emmanuel. In fact, Jesus Christ is called Emmanuel. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a child, and call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. This is the meaning of nativity, that God is with us. In the garden, God was with Adam and Eve. He walked with them. He talked with them face to face. They were never lonely. They never frightened. They were never confused. And then sin happened. And then when God walked in the garden, they were afraid and they hid themselves from him. This is what sin does. It estranges us from God. Not that God doesn't want to walk in the garden and speak with us. It's that we cannot see God face to face because of our sin. And God could not abide that, because he created us to be eternal and to be with him at all times. To never be lonely, to never be sad, to never be confused, to only be pure and full of knowledge and goodness and happiness. But because of sin, we well know that that doesn't always happen. So what God did, as a mutual decision of the Trinity, because they always decide everything together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God decided to send his only begotten Son, the Son who is begotten before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, who created the universe, to send his Son down to be with us and become a man just like us. So God truly is with us. And the reason he was with us in history is so that we can be with him in eternity. So that's the meaning of nativity. Have you ever observed when a small child is frightened, or maybe they get a small boo-boo, what do? They immediately look for their mother, sometimes their father, and they run to their mother or father, and then they're better. They might cry a little bit, but they're comforted, and then they go off and play. When they are injured, they're very lonely. One of my children, she used to start to cry, and if nobody was there, she stopped until she got where mom or dad was, and then she started to cry again. You remember that, Natalie? Come on. You used to do that. You were very foxy about that. You could actually hold a cry for like a minute until you found somebody to cry to. But the reason she did that is because she had some pain, emotional, physical, whatever it was, and she wanted to be comforted. She felt alone. So she ran to someone so that she would not feel alone. That is the image of what God wants us to be able to do. That's why he became man, so that we would not be alone. Just as a child receives comfort that way, we should receive it. But we're too complicated. We're too full of sin. We're too lazy. We're too this, we're too that. And so we have needs, whatever they are, but we don't go to God to be comforted. We don't feel God being with us. We should feel God with us as much as our breath is with us. That's what Job said. He could feel the Spirit of God in his nostrils. The reason is because of the God-man Jesus Christ, even before his incarnation, because he can do all things and bring himself to people. But you have to be with him in order for him to be with you. This is the critical idea. Everything in life is about God being with you. And this is what nativity is. The Son of God, before all ages, decided to be with us. So we should get our comfort from him. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's very complicated in life. But basically, it's like a child who needs comfort. And that's us. If you're anxious, if you're angry, if things are not going well in life, if you're confused, it's because you're lonely. It's because you're not completely with God. And Jesus Christ became man so that you could be with him. That's the meaning of nativity. Now, that's not a great, there's a lot of theology that we could speak about, but that's basically it. To be like a child, to run to God with our needs, and to feel him to be with us. That is nativity.